she had a daughter, then twin daughters, then him. Oh, him first. And her husband died. He was just way back during the Civil War. You see, he was a school teacher, rural school teacher. Got a picture of him on horseback going to the school, wherever it was up there in Kentucky, in the mountains, you know, it was rural. Wasn't like a city. And he died. He caught a bad cold and died. And then she went home to Kentucky with her four children. And she was only 27 years old when she died. And the children stayed up there with the grandmother. And being a boy, they had a tobacco farm. It wasn't a plantation, it was just a farm. And he had a boy called. It snowed in the winter and everything up there. And the girls, they were taught homemade tray, how to keep house and all that. But he was kept out in that snow, get up 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, milk the cows and all that, real country, you know. And when he stayed till he was 21, then he left. His mother died and his grandmother died, and it was just his aunt. So he left and come down to New Orleans, and he stayed down here. He got on the streetcars, and then he went and learned the carpenter trade. He was a full-time carpenter. And there's another name that carpenters had, some kind of countryman. But he was really a cabinet maker, could do fine carpenter work. And he done that, he married, he was married 3 times. He buried the other wives, and then I was the last wife he married. And he lived to be 79, and he was good, healthy. But he had a liking to go up to Kentucky to see his old homestead. And when he didn't get up there, he went on the bus. I went down to the station on the Greyhound. He went from here to Cincinnati, then to Louisville, and there he had to wait 3 hours to go out 25 miles to Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
And he got there, but I don't know if they had any supper or what they did, but when it was time to go to bed, he went upstairs, and the room had 2 doors, and the old gentleman was old as him, his cousin. He didn't lock one of them doors, see, and he went through the wrong door and fell down in the cellar. They got cellars up there. Broke all the bones in the upper part of his body. So being 25 miles out, they had to wait. I guess it was 1, 2 o'clock in the morning before he got to the hospital. Poor devil, I'll tell you. And he was exactly a month in the hospital when he died. So I couldn't go up there. He had retired with carpenter work, got a small pension, got Social Security, and we had a tenement house, rent apartments to people, and they'd beat you half the time, move out 3 o'clock in the morning, dead people. So I had to stay down here to do that, get the money, you see. And of course, one night I came home, there was always breaking things, and I had to have them seated to have them fix it. You know, it's like today, you can't get people, you got to wait a couple of weeks. So I was tired that night, and they had a convention in the city here of all these surgeons. And I said, I wonder if that doctor should be down here. I'm going to try the hotels after I rest a while. So I did. I was just about to go to the phone when the phone rang, and it was the doctor. Wasn't that America? And he said, Miss, I just called up Kentucky and your husband ain't doing so well. I bet the old man was dead and he wouldn't tell me. He said, I said, you think I should go up there to Lashman? He said, no, ma'am, you know nobody up there, don't know a soul. He says, well, you know, hospital chairs ain't comfortable to sit on. He says, and you can't do him any good, so you just want to stay here. I said, I stayed here on account of the business, I said. He says, so I went, he hadn't made a will. He wouldn't make a will. He said, Kentucky laws, they're just as, we like the Kentucky law. No, New Orleans has these old-time French laws that lawyers down here have trouble with. I guess you heard about them. And